You see, I feel it's a matter of really cherishing the bean, cherishing the coffee cherry. It's like cherishing different wine grapes. Where they grow, at what altitude, what sun they have, the climate that surrounds them, how they can actually develop into acquiring all these different notes that then can come through. This world of coffee is really, really fascinating, and one bean is definitely not the same to the other bean. And then, yes, the roasting process gets into it, and that's another equation. And then the barista. Well, the barista is the cook, and the roaster is the chef that puts all the ingredients together. And then you have all these different images that kind of come through your mouth, and it's your mouth talking to your mind and your eyes, and it's a culinary experience, which is just so fantastic. And I feel, you know, I don't want to be unfair to the chains. And to be fair, the only chain coffee that I've ever tasted was yesterday at Starbucks. And I'd like to go back. I'd like to go to another one and see if that is really the way that they just produce their coffees. And then, of course, there are the other chains. There are Costa's. There are Cafe Nero's. Is there another one? I can't remember what the other one is, but I'm sure there's another one. And I think, you know, I'll just test them and taste them and see, and just see what kind of feeling is attached to the experience of having a coffee in a chain as opposed to an independent. And even between the independents, there's such a variety. And again, that's the celebration of the bean. We have to celebrate the bean, to celebrate the culinary experience that they offer us. And, well, I just get a kick out of it. I hope you do too.